Hello and welcome to another episode of 30 Minute Motorcycling, a podcast for those riders who are at the beginning of their own dual wheel journey, where you'll discover something new about how your motorcycle, moped, or scooter works in less than 30 minutes. It doesn't matter what kind of work you're doing to your motorcycle, moped, or scooter, you're going to need tools. And if you're shopping for tools, whether they're your first tools or you're adding tools to an already large collection, I have 6 tips for you to not only save money, but also to get the best possible tools for your money. My first tip is to buy for the long term. If you're on a tight budget, then buying cheap off-brand tools might seem tempting. But there's a big problem with this approach. It's what people in the industry call a false economy. These off-brand tools are often poorly made, and it's not uncommon that corners are cut during production. Either way, these tools will break easily, and above all, sooner than the equivalent from reputable brands. So despite that alluringly low price tag, you have to buy the same tool twice. So the moral of the story is simple. Just like it pays to buy the best possible motorcycle gear you can afford, it also pays to buy the best possible tools that you can afford. The second tip is to buy the most essential tools first. Perhaps you're concerned about the fact that you have to spend a fortune on a hydraulic lift or a compression tool. In that case, I have some reassuring news for you. You don't need to. Yes, these tools can definitely come in handy, but they shouldn't be the first one you spend your hard-earned money on. Instead, prioritize tools for the most essential maintenance tasks, such as spanners, a socket wrench and sockets, a tire pressure gauge, and screwdrivers. I also recommend that you get a brake bleeder kit. They're not expensive, and they make bleeding your brake system much easier. So now you have the most essential tools, but where are you supposed to keep them? In a toolbox, of course, which brings me to my third tip when you're shopping for tools. Buy a toolbox as soon as you can. It's easy to overlook this, but the toolbox is just as essential as the tools inside it. Without a toolbox, you're not going to find your tools when you need them, and time spent looking for missing tools equals time wasted. Also, what about if you need to bring the tools with you? Again, here's where a toolbox comes in handy. It both acts as a convenient storage space and as a way for you to bring your tools with you. But isn't it a better idea to get a tool chest instead? No, because my fourth tip is to skip the tool chest, at least at first. What's wrong with the tool chest? Nothing. If you can afford one and you already got a large number of tools, then absolutely, go for it. But if you're just buying your first tools, a tool chest is too much of an investment at this stage. Not only that, but even though many tool chests have wheels on them, if you live on the top floor of an apartment building, especially one that doesn't have an elevator or lift, what good are these wheels? Therefore, start out by buying a decently sized toolbox. Then, when it's too small to fit all of your tools, buy a bigger toolbox and work your way up to the tool chest. My fifth tip concerns a special tool, the torque wrench. If you're investing in a torque wrench, kudos, it's one of the most valuable tools you can get. But there's one thing you must keep in mind. Not all torque wrenches are made to cover the same torque ratings. Some of the smaller ones will only have a maximum torque rating of 60 Newton meters, or about 44 foot-pounds. Therefore, check your bike's torque specs before you buy a torque wrench. As a quick bonus tip, use the rear axle nut as your frame of reference. This is usually the part of the bike that requires the highest amount of torque. Finally, the sixth and final tip I have is not so much a tip, but rather a piece of encouragement. Good tools will pay for themselves. If you're someone who often gets buyer's remorse quickly after you've spent money, buying tools for the equivalent of $500 might cause you to break out in cold sweat. But it's worth remembering that having good tools will be an equally good investment in the long run. You buy these tools once, and they'll continue to serve you for years, even decades, assuming, of course, you remember tip number one. Even better, many of these tools can be helpful in daily tasks around your home. It's a two-for-one deal, essentially. And those are my 6 tips when you're shopping for tools to make sure you're getting the best possible deal. I hope you enjoyed listening, that you learned something new, and above all, that the tools you buy will continue to serve you for most of your life. Until next time, keep your helmet on and your eyes on the road. Bye!